So you hear the term cloud ops, this operations management concept, but in the cloud.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Cloud Chat with Stefan and Matt. I am one of your hosts, Stefan Stelter.
And my name is Matt Brown. Great to see you, Stefan. Great to see you, Mecca. Really, really looking forward to our conversation today.
Yes, we're super excited to welcome Mecca Williams to our conversation. Mecca, would you tell us a little bit about what you do at NetApp? How long you've been with us? What keeps you busy these days?
I'm Mecca Williams. I am a cloud hero. That's what we like to call us ourselves. I'm a principal engineer. I work for the office of the CTO, and I've been at NetApp for 16 years in November.
Wow. Wow. Cloud hero. I want to be a cloud hero.
Yes.
How do I do that? I want to add that to my repertoire of certifications.
What qualifies one to be a cloud hero? I do want to know. Inquiring minds now.
Yeah. So I came to the team like 2 years ago, and I thought it was just, you know, like a moniker or something cute that the team called themselves. But this is actually the official name of the team. And essentially, we are cloud solution architects. We champion the cloud solutions, NetApp solutions, and overall operations in the cloud itself as a strategy for, you know, various workloads.
Excellent. Excellent. So you talk to a lot of customers, you know, you talk to a lot of the product people. What's the biggest trend right now? Let's start there.
Oh, well, I mean, it's all about the ops. But it's funny, I was having this conversation earlier this week. What we really see as the trend, whether it's spoken out loud or not, is taking the concepts of DevOps and stretching them across the various ways people want to do business in the cloud.
So I don't know if you coined the term, but you call it cloud ops. Mm-hmm. Can you talk just a little bit about what cloud ops is, and maybe importantly, what it isn't?
Yeah, so cloud ops is actually just that I described. You know, DevOps was born out of the need to be more agile in operations across the board, and this collaborative effort to have teams work together better and automate the continuous improvement needed to be better, right? And so this concept is being stretched in various ways across all the types of ways people do business in the cloud. So you hear the term cloud ops, we call everything in the cloud ops, don't we? But cloud ops is actually not any new op. So you have all heard of SecOps and FinOps and DevOps. Well, cloud ops is actually improving across using all of those types of operations across the board and being abstract and really implementing this continuous improvement across all of those fields and all the other ops that we didn't even mention, right? So it's really this operations management concept, but in the cloud, right? We were all doing some form of these tasks, of these workflows and processes when we were on premises, whether we thought about it explicitly or not. But being in the cloud really forces you to become more familiar on a more granular level of each aspect of these operations because of the consumption model versus, you know, the ownership CapEx-based model. So really, CloudOps is this umbrella term for all of those operations and being really lean and efficient in your day-to-day operations in the cloud.
So my brain hurts a little bit. But I'm trying to pull some things together in my head. One of the things that I pull together when I think about DevOps, and you know, I tend to relate to that because of some other work that I've done in the past, but this idea of the challenges developers have and how far apart that is from what needs to be done operationally to take something that a developer develops and put it in an operational format, one that's protected and performant and reliable and all of those things, that when those things are far apart, it ends up introducing a lot of lag time in the system, I guess, right? You've got a lot of just sitting around waiting or trying to fix things that the developers are providing because it's just, it's not done in a format that's consistent with operations. So in my head, I'm trying to get my brain going, okay, so what is it about the cloud and the ops piece? What is it that we're taking that was slow and what are we blending together there? Well, so maybe you can help my brain. I know you mentioned it was all of the ops, so I heard that. I'm trying to get it categorized in my head in a way that feels more tangible.
Matt, I don't know if
I was had the same thought in my mind too, and I was going to go a little bit deeper too. Continuous improvements is always, you know, a passion of mine too. I love the whole process. Continuous improvements, I think, would help me too. Building on what Stefan said. Was if you can give us some examples of what you're looking at to improve. And is it elements from all the other ops that you're considering, or are there even more that we probably should think about?
Oh yeah. So I guess to back up some, everything is different about the cloud, right? So if you come from a traditional on-premises, say application development kind of workflow, I worked in engineering for many, many years doing application development, doing product release. And that those types of workflows, if you're lucky, you get a really good operations team where you can just build it and run, right? Like you as a developer get to focus on the business logic and the implementation of that business logic in your software. And you check in your code and things kind of chug along. Security, you know, it's a field that has grown a ton in recent years, but it is still relatively new. So SecOps is one of these ops that has to be focused on once you move to the cloud. So security in a development workflow, for example, is something that is either automated to happen at check-in time, maybe aspects of it are automated during build time, somewhere in that test workflow before you release. Before you get on the other side of your company firewall, right? Teams are generally comfortable with their firewall strategy, protecting them from outside attacks, and then some aspect of some, we call it DevSecOps now, it used to not even have a name, but some process in your development workflow protecting you there. Once you're doing that development work actually in the cloud, there are aspects, multiple aspects of your workflow that you can no longer rely on your bubble to protect you, right? So the attack surface is completely different now. It's more complex. There are new ways to get in to your workflow that you need to protect against. And to that end, there are also additional and new ways for outside threats to get into your actual development work cycle itself. So your IP that you were safe and protected inside your firewall bubble, that's no longer the case. So you see a lot of new products being introduced to handle the movement of that type of workflow into the cloud. There's the financial aspect, which I know very well. I have been through this pain myself personally, and it really is that move from CapEx to OpEx. I'll tell you, developers and engineers, when they're doing their development work and testing, they have no idea what their uptimes are. They have no idea the cost of that resource being up all the time. The environment lends itself to allowing you to be less than responsible and conservative with those resources. Well, when you move to the cloud, that's dollars and cents. That's a million-dollar bill per month of, you know, you just doing your daily day-to-day and not being mindful. So automation coming in and really allowing you to be lean, making decisions about where the best compute, the best networking routes, the really optimizing those parts of the workflows, whereas when you're on premises, you don't even think about it at all. I shouldn't say no one thinks about it. I'm sure there are high performing teams out there that are doing this on premises, but by and large, that's what we've seen. And that's why it's not entirely smart to just take your on premises workflows and lift and shift those to the cloud. right? You have to adapt, you have to examine, and you have to really be mindful and aware and take help from products, from automation, in learning about what your environment's steady state and good state is, and then feeding that back in and automating your continuous improvement as you go forward. And let me just say this, when you do that, if you do have to still implement workflows on premises, you should take the goodness that you learned from the cloud and apply it to your on-premises workflows.
Well, that's one of the things Matt and I talk about quite a bit is trying to, trying to delineate where is the cloud. You know, so we've had a fair number of conversations on, is a private cloud a cloud still? I think we've decided it is. And I think you hinted at it, as long as you're using your on-premises infrastructure in a way that's consistent with the way that the cloud behaves. Mm-hmm. And we often pick apart at the idea that on-premises infrastructure is going to be compared to the cloud. So you better find ways to present it in a way that at least you can hold it up against a cloud cost and understand what's better for the workload. And that might not be just a cost in terms of dollars, but it might be a cost in terms of security impact. You know, putting it outside of our bubble, what is the cost associated with that? So lots to think about in there. It sounds like as a cloud hero, you're feeling a bit more like it needs to be not on premises in order for it to be called cloud. But I'm curious, putting you on the spot.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Nice. Would you consider a very robust private cloud a cloud?
I absolutely would. I think that as long as, like Stefan said, if you are utilizing the principles, if you're being mindful of usage, if you're continually optimizing and improving, then yes, it's the cloud, right? Like cloud is, when you think about it, cloud is just distributed, and at some point it's landing on premises somewhere on some compute and some on premises infrastructure. So yeah, private cloud is totally a cloud. I don't discriminate.
Excellent. So you and I, actually all of us, Stefan with the partners, a lot of our customers are just starting to get in the cloud, and I'm going to tell you, you get the sense of from a customer that they're a little bit overwhelmed when you're talking about all the things they have to think about.
All the opses.
All the opses, yeah. And there's this illusion too, that all of a sudden you have to hire all these people. Mm-hmm. With that as, you know, a reality in many of our customer bases, you know, just trying to figure out, you know, what's the right thing to do here? What is your, you know, do you have some good advice for people?
Or is there a cloud ops engineer is my sort of follow on question. Like, am I looking on LinkedIn profiles for cloud ops engineer or what?
What are things people should think about? Do you have like here's four things you should think about, you know, refining your cloud ops or what advice would you give customers who are just starting out?
Yeah, I don't know if I have four. I'm going to riff a little bit here. So,
love it.
So, much like I would not look for a DevOps engineer, and I could talk to you for an hour about why I wouldn't do that. I don't know that I would look for a cloud ops engineer either, right? If we think about how we're borrowing DevOps principles and applying them to come up with this concept of cloud ops, and we agree that DevOps is not a thing, it's a mindset, it's a culture, well, then that must apply to cloud ops as well. So with that respect, to answer directly, no, I wouldn't look for cloud ops engineers, but there are aspects within what you want to do well for cloud ops to work that I would look for. So I would look for, I know there are a ton of SaaS services out there that are offering platforms. If you don't want to build it yourself, this is my opinion. The opinions are mine, expressed here are mine. I am a developer at heart, and I do not believe in reinventing wheels. So if there is a service offered out there that is in line, and there are a lot of them today, I would definitely evaluate those and see what fits best in my workflow. Remember, the cloud is all about enabling innovation velocity, enabling you to focus on your business logic and spending less time worried about infrastructure and operations that are outside your expertise and outside of your actual business logic and how you make your money. So I think X as a service, whatever level you're comfortable, be it platform, infrastructure, or service, or software, that you really get comfortable with utilizing what's been built and proven that's out there and available. And this goes into, and what you would look for to make that a reality for your workflows are some of the things we talked about before, like who's really offering really good SecOps right now. You need a certain level of expertise around security, for example, that's specific to your business logic and protecting your workflows and your customers' workflows. But you don't want to have to build that from the ground up.
Right.
You want to focus on where the delineation between what's specific to your applications, and then let whatever falls below that, wherever your comfort level is, you know, let that fall to someone else who has expertise in that area. The same for, you know, FinOps, the same for a lot of these lower level functions that the cloud really works well to absolve you of.
So if I heard you correctly, a good place for customers to start would be to explore an as a service offering to start thinking about which areas they have perhaps gaps and maybe things that they have skill sets for. You know, if they're doing DevOps already to some extent, maybe that SaaS service is a FinOps element that they bring together to get the collective more around this idea of cloud ops, and then try to continue to expand that and bring in more ops, SecOps, DevSecOps, and try to expand what it is that you're doing with your cloud ops approach. Is that fair, or am I missing it?
And I think that's fair, but I also think that we should, much like, you know, we guard people from trying to define a formula, one way to do ops. We really don't want to give a strategy, a blueprint for how to do it, because it is going to be so specific.
Oh, yeah.
Your particular workflow. I think the most important thing, and the thing that the cloud has exposed amongst across the board, is that people don't entirely understand their operations.
Oh, yeah.
Not truly. Like, what does steady state look like? What does sunny day look like? You know, what influence did the rollout of this change have on your environment? Like, really good change management. I think starting from making sure you understand your environment at a granular level is really important. I've worked on cost optimization in engineering operations organizations. And the reason why we got the big giant bill that came back was because we didn't have that understanding going in. We got a directive to reduce our cloud costs, right? Because we ran to the cloud like everyone did, especially during the pandemic, like put it in the cloud, we need to do it. And we did that. But we got these cloud bills back that we didn't really understand, because we didn't have a good base level understanding of what our on-premise operations look like. So I think step zero, right, is making sure you get that base level understanding, and then you can be targeted about what type of as a service you can look to employ to improve your environment, and then ultimately continually improve your environment.
Wow. Hey, this is awesome. Well, it's funny because, you know, you're right. CloudOps has, I think, been around for a while, but we're hearing it more and more. I think you've done a great job explaining what it is, why it's important, and, you know, give us a lot to think about. You know, it is just like every deployment will be different. Every customer is different, and they're all at different stages. And I think you really gave us a lot to think about here. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thanks so much, Mecca. We'd love to reserve the right to call you back for
a session.
Anytime. You know where to find the cloud heroes. I'll wear my cape.
You'll love it. I want to be an honorary cloud hero.
we'll have to look at that. Yeah, we'll have to vote, though. I think there's a vote involved or something.
Okay. I just need to know who to talk to. Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Mecca. We'll see you. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We'll catch you on the next one.
And don't forget to like,
subscribe and alert, whatever. Hit the buttons. Do the social things. Do all of them.
And comment. Give us feedback.
Yes. Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.